conditional use number 2450, GGA Construction.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR residential district for a business office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.27 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the southeast side of Malloy Street, approximately 100 feet southeast of Central Avenue. The 911 address is 37411 and 37417 Malloy Street, Rehoboth Beach. And the tax parcel IDs are District 334, map 13.20, parcels 27.00 and 27.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the staff analysis letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. And we have two comments that are included in your paperless packet. I believe both are in support. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Fuquay.
Any beer outhouses in this one?
I was wondering about that.
It says construction. I'm pretty sure there's beer somewhere.
I was wondering about outhouses. That soft sand. I think I've stepped in that a few times myself.
Oh, I've definitely stepped in the soft sand.
I was going to start by saying I'm sitting back there listening to Mackenzie. I was getting a little thirsty, so just try to get through this. Again, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I represent the applicant GGA Construction. With me is Laurie Grayson. She's a managing partner with GGA, and also David Cucklish of Bonner Construction. As Jamie said, there was an exhibit packet that was submitted, and it's purely a coincidence of scheduling, but this is a conditional use for an office building on Malloy Street, which is just down the street from where this food truck may or may not be in the West Rehoboth area. I think the best way to present this, Jamie, if I could just go through my exhibit packet, if you would put that up. Go to the second exhibit, which is that one. And if you could just turn it. Technology is a great one.
I really like the voice command system you've worked out here.
And now
we've crashed. Okay.
Clearly, rotating that extra 90 degrees was what the system needed to crash. So it was I'll reload it while you're talking.
Well, I'll just go ahead. I think. I assume everybody's been down there and you're familiar with the area. The first exhibit I had was basically showing the location and the neighborhood. Malloy Street, as you probably know, is a very short street. It's off of Central Street. And actually, the lot, my applicant's lot, is actually the only lot that fronts on Malloy Street. The adjacent building actually fronts on Central Avenue. The adjacent building that fronts on Central Avenue is utilized as an art cooperative building. And as I said, it doesn't front on Malloy Street. The majority area, as Mackenzie spoke of, the majority of the area around the site has a variety of businesses and commercial activities, including, as was just stated, the Revelation Craft Beer Brewing and Beer Garden. Which, as was stated, is a popular stop of many bikers who have gone along the bike trail that runs along a canal crossing road. To the east of our site, is the Hennepin Junction and Hennepin Station development. And if you're familiar with that, it's commercial uses along Rehoboth Avenue. And then behind the commercial uses are a multifamily residential development. The next exhibit, which you're not seeing, basically shows a blow up of our lot and the arts building. Again, not much to see other than this is an empty lot. But it's hard to see from the exhibit you're not seeing, but there's a wall that goes along this property, basically, to the south and to the west. And that was a wall that was built as part of the Hennepin Station, Hennepin Junction development. And when I say it was a wall, I mean, it's a big masonry wall. I have photos of that. If you were down there, you probably saw it. The wall's approximately 10 feet high, so I mean, it's quite a wall. I also have a view of down Malloy Street, which, again, you can see there's really nothing there behind the that art building other than our lot and the wall on either side. The wall, by the way, on our side of the wall, it was painted as a mural of West Rehoboth and has scenes from the history of West Rehoboth and many of the families who lived there for generations in that area, which I'm sure you're familiar with some of the history of West Rehoboth. It's been there quite a while. As to the zoning, and it's in the exhibit books, you saw it, it's very unusual. Basically, if you look at that zoning map, you're seeing all red C1 zoning, except for this little island of tan in the middle of it. And that little island of tan is our two lots. Didn't mean to cause all the trouble.
Let's do this. Can we just take a recess for just a second? Because it's distracting, you know, while they're trying to do this. You know,
right.
I'm hearing voices over here, and I'm sure you guys are.
We have time to get a beer?
And my apologies, Mr. Chairman.
Stand in recess for 5 minutes.